Command number 58. Receive the kingdom of God like a child. Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. Mark 10:14-15. At first I wrote, "Bring children to me," in order to more directly represent Jesus' words. Then I realized that Jesus was addressing a larger principle, the childlikeness required to receive the principles of God's kingdom. There are several huge implications involved. 1. Children take what is offered them without question, as gifts to be received and treasured. This does not mean that children are gullible, but that they are trusting. In a sense, life in God's kingdom is a gift to us. We might say that the commands of Jesus are likewise a gift. Can we receive them with that same childlike trust? And then, treasuring the gift, obey the commands? Children also receive what is given them without intellectual dissection. The kingdom of God is thus not entered into by doctrine, theology, or spiritual analysis, but again, with the trust of a childlike heart. We have already seen that Jesus repeatedly commands mental and intellectual acuity. Christianity's deepest precepts, however, are not apprehended by analysis, logic, or doctrinalism. Neither are they apprehended by rote acceptance of a set of beliefs, undergoing any ritual of conversion, or joining a church. But children grow. With a trusting heart, Jesus commands us to think and understand. Grasping the character of God initially through obedience to the commands, the muscles of our faith are strengthened to probe deeper realms of truth by applying all the powers of the brain He has provided us. The child of trust grows into the manhood or womanhood of intellectually rigorous faith. There exists a third mystery hidden in the words of this command. This mystery is illuminated with clarity and brilliance in George MacDonald's sermon, "The Child in the Midst." MacDonald makes the astonishing claim that Jesus uses a child as a type of the kingdom, not primarily because of the qualities of the child, but because His childlikeness is a reflection of God Himself. In saying we must become like children, Jesus is commanding us to become like God. Our Lord, MacDonald says, was, is, and ever shall be divinely childlike. It is a revolutionary way of seeing God, yet what else could be the intrinsic personality of the kingdom of God, childlikeness, but a reflection of the personality of God Himself? The truth of MacDonald's assertion is as obvious as it is powerful. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons first series, "The Child in the Midst." Childhood belongs to the divine nature. In this, then, is God like the child, that He is simply and altogether our friend, our father, our more than friend, father, and mother. He is utterly true and good to us, nor shall anything withstand His will. How terribly, then, have the theologians misrepresented God? Nearly all of them represent Him as a great king on a grand throne, thinking how grand He is, and making it the business of His being and the end of His universe to keep up His glory, wielding the bolts of a Jupiter against them that take His name in vain. Brothers, have you found our King? There He is, kissing little children and saying they are like God. There He is at table with the head of a fisherman lying on His bosom, and somewhat heavy at heart that even He, the beloved disciple, cannot yet understand Him well. The simplest peasant who loves his children and his sheep were a true type of our God beside that monstrosity of a monarch. The God who is ever uttering himself in the changeful profusions of nature, who takes millions of years to form a soul that shall understand him and be blessed. This God is the God of little children. Therefore, with angels and with archangels, with the spirits of the just made perfect, with the little children of the kingdom, yea, with the Lord himself, and for all them that know him not, we praise and magnify and laud his name in itself, saying, Our Father. For it is his childlikeness that makes him our God and Father. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to receive the kingdom of God like a child. May I see the astonishing truth that your divine nature is childlike. This is why childlikeness is required to enter your kingdom. Purge from me the false images of your fearsome aloofness that I have been taught. May I receive your childlikeness into my soul, and thus become like a child myself as I continue to learn to live in your kingdom. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.